People cheer Mexican governor's resignation after being charged by Eustache's narco. By Ildefonso Ortiz on May 5, 2026. Hundreds of people are planning a major celebration in the Mexican city of Culiacán, Sinaloa, over the resignation of the state's cartel-connected governor, who is now a fugitive wanted by the U.S. Department of Justice. The celebration is set to take place this week outside of the governor's office, where organizers are asking citizens to be respectful, bring their grills to share a meal, and ask for a better state. The celebration comes soon after Sinaloa's cartel-connected governor Ruben Rocamoya announced he was stepping down from his post to deal with a series of federal charges filed by the U.S. Department of Justice, which accused him of having aligned himself with the Sinaloa cartel in exchange for money and political power. As Breitbart Texas reported, the charges are part of a large criminal indictment linking Rocamoya and 9 of his closest associates with organized crime. The issue is expected to grow to eventually include more Mexican politicians, particularly from the ruling party Morena. Rather than work with U.S. authorities, Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum has denounced the case against Rocamoya, claiming that they have no evidence of him having done any wrongdoing, Breitbart Texas reported. Her response, hidden in legal eyes, has aligned her with the Morena Party rather than working with the Trump administration to eradicate cartels. Ruben Rocamoya, the governor of Sinaloa, had become highly disliked during his term due to the raging violence that had fallen over his state under the reign of terror of his alleged masters, the Chapitos faction of the Sinaloa cartel. As Breitbart Texas has reported, that faction has been waging a fierce turf war with their former allies, the Mayas faction, since the summer of 2024, when the leaders of Los Chapitos kidnapped Ishmael El Mayo Zambada and turned him over to U.S. authorities. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.